Aid agencies say over the past several weeks, more than 3,000 villagers fled their homes in Lanya County's Wujipayam following attacks by cattle keepers suspected of being from Trekeka County. Another 3,000 people were displaced from their villages as a result of clashes between National Salvation Front rebels and government forces in Yeis Otogopayam last month. Edina Ross, an IDP from Ombasi Village, is sheltering at the Episcopal Church compound in Yei Town. Ross says an aid agency gave her a two-week food ration when she arrived 2 weeks ago, but since then, obtaining food and non-food items has been a challenge.
They need to help us because we don't have shelter and blankets to cover ourselves, and we don't have food, and people are suffering. And I don't feel happy because of the bad things done to us in the bush.
Paul Lukadi, another IDP who fled his home in Wujipayam of Lanya County last week, tells South Sudan in Focus that more than 3,000 IDPs camping in the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Mundo Diocese lack basic necessities.
The IDPs here lack food, clean water, tents and medicines for the children. And we are also lacking cooking utensils and other non-food items.
Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony was on the ground for the past few days to assess the humanitarian and security needs of the IDPs in Yei and Lanya counties. Governor Adil says the state has provided some food items to the IDPs through the government's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, but the need for humanitarian aid is overwhelming.
We call for assistance for the IDPs because mostly these are vulnerable people, children and elderly, who are also in dire need of humanitarian assistance. Therefore, we are calling upon the humanitarian actors, together with us in government, to give humanitarian assistance to these internal displaced persons. Therefore, they need shelter, food, and other essential basic services.
Justice Lugala, Executive Director of the South Sudan Health Association, a humanitarian group that provides health services in the two counties, says health workers need security and protection or they cannot do their job.
The insecurity that is existing now, we find it very difficult now to move. The first thing is honestly to address the security situation on the ground. For example, which things were looted, working whatever tools, and the medicines that they were having were looted. So these are the kind of things that are bringing us problems in terms of implementation. Whether it is emergency, whether it is helping IDPs, where the people are cared like that, they need some kind of reassurance that they can go back to give service to without fear.
Mohamed Sion, head of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA in Yei, says efforts are underway to assess the humanitarian needs of thousands of IDPs in Yei and Lanya counties.
Humanitarian partners are planning to respond both by conducting assessment to form the basis for response, but at the same time, we have some of the partners who are planning to move in to provide response as quickly as possible.
Sion says a recent wave of insecurity in the greater Yei area has affected the operations of humanitarian organizations on the ground. Adil says the government will ensure the protection of aid workers operating in the state.
We as a government of the state, after assessing the security situation, we resolve that all the cattle keepers that are in greater Lanya area has to move back to the places of origin within 3 days. We as a government of the state, we are committed to the cessation of hostility, respect to the ceasefire, and equally, we call upon the international community and the agencies to investigate the actions that NAS is inflicting on the civil population by displacing them, looting their properties in all the villages.
Even though rebel groups signed a cessation of hostilities agreement in December 2019, residents and observers say the Greater Yei region, which includes Yei River, Lanya, Morob, and Kajokeji counties, still remains a battlefield between government forces and National Salvation Front rebels. For VOA News, I am Daniel Fred Martin in Yei Town.